I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, how should a teacher handle controversial topics in the classroom? Rutgers University professor Barbara Lee gets asked that question all the time, as she recently did through an online forum of the Chronicle of Higher Education. Her specialty is employment law and higher education law.
I think there's a heightened sensitivity now in all sorts of ways. For example, several universities not too long after 9/11 decided that all their incoming first-year students should read a book about, most of them were about Islam. And there were some lawsuits about that, saying that that was a violation of, for example, Christian students' religious freedom rights, and the courts have said, no, it isn't. This is a valid educational assignment, and it's not any kind of problem in exercising your rights to follow your own religious beliefs.
And so now, 7 years later, actually, after 9/11, the attacks of September 11, 2001, are you still getting questions about you know, topics like that?
Yes, we are. I think in some respects, at least at some colleges, students are becoming more conservative. If you look at the national surveys of college students, they are more conservative, certainly than my generation was, which is the baby boomers. And each generation has gotten a little bit more politically conservative and somewhat more religious.
You said that you had gotten some emails. What were some of the questions that you've been asked?
This is one of my favorites. A professor of art apparently teaches a drawing class where he has nude models, and he wanted to know what should he do if a student objects to drawing a human figure in the nude because she or he feels it's indecent and a violation of their religious principles.
And what did you answer?
Lawyers always answer, it depends. But what I did say is, well, is it a required course? What's your purpose in having the nude figure? If you're interested in sort of the framework of a body, could you use an animal instead of a person? On the other hand, if pedagogically they really need to learn how to draw the human figure and it has to be unclothed, then it seems to me that you could insist that they do it.
And other emails you've gotten?
Questions about how to deal with students who insist on arguing with either other students or the instructor about issues that are really not relevant to the topic of the course. That's an easy one. You just tell them that you'll be happy to talk to them after class, but, you know, enough is enough and you need to move on.
What are some of the strategies that you use, not you use, but or perhaps you do?
Well, I've been teaching for 26 years, a course that includes affirmative action and sex discrimination, so I have some pretty opinionated students about those things.
So what are some of the strategies you'd recommend to teachers who are going into the classroom, be it in English as a foreign language classroom or any other classroom?
Well, I'd be very careful to make sure that the discussion and the assignments are really closely linked to the topic. There's some writing assignments, for example, that teachers may be quite certain are going to ruffle students' feathers, and it may not be necessary to do that. For example, I guess if you were teaching an English as a second language course in a Middle Eastern country and you asked them to write about why women shouldn't be allowed to drive or should be allowed to drive, that might be an issue that they get upset about. Depending on the point of view or the purpose of the assignment, you may want to get them to defend or take a position or argue something, but you could do it about a subject that isn't going to create fireworks in the classroom.
Now, in general, do you think teachers should avoid expressing personal opinions, especially on controversial issues?
I think they can if they're asked, but I don't think a teacher should ever impose his or her personal beliefs or opinions on students. And students, because of the power differential between teachers and students may assume that they are expected to agree with the teacher.
And what happens when one student in class expresses a personal opinion that maybe offends other students in the class? What do you suggest that the teacher do at that point?
Well, I mean, that's happened in my class. And what I say is, I say right up in the beginning of the course, we're going to be discussing some controversial issues. You may say what you like as long as it's professional and as long as you are respectful of other people's right to have differing opinions.
Professor Barbara Lee teaches employment law and higher education law at Rutgers University in New Jersey. And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.